At the Alltech Global 500, I am speaking to Carl Chaney. And Carl, we met at one of the discussion dinners that are held here at the conference. So it's great to have a conversation with dairy farmers and around the United States as well as the world. So I thought you just had a great, interesting story, and I'd like to kind of revisit that a little bit in our interview here. First of all, just tell me about where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
Well, we're from Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is about 120 miles south of Louisville, Kentucky, about 60 miles north of Nashville, Tennessee. So we're right in a nice area. And in 2001, we have a dairy farm. The farm's been in our family since 1888. We've been milking cows there since 1940. And with the way that the milk prices are, we just decided that we need to look into something different. We're getting pressed in, just like a lot of other people are, to where we have a new school that's coming in. We've got houses that are encroaching upon us. So in 2001, we had an internet sale. At that time, we had about 200 head of cattle. We sold about 100 head. The sale worked great. The internet sale was something that was just beginning at the time, and it worked great for us. We sold 100 head, and then at that time we started looking at a way that we could maybe diversify. We did not want to get out of the dairy business because my dad absolutely loves the cows. My dad never went on a vacation that there was not a cow that was involved, whether it was a cattle show, cattle sale, and he was very active. He was actually named Master Breeder of the American Jersey Cattle Association back about 5 or 6 years ago. So at that time, we had our sale. We had a really good sale. And at that time, we started looking at what other things to do. We wanted to process our own milk because we didn't like to where you took whatever you got, and that doesn't give you much leverage. So at that time, we went around, looked at other places that were processing milk, and as we were going around, we saw that some of the folks had an agritourism businesses on their farm and that they were doing very well with it. So at that time, we decided that was the route that we were going to take. So 2003, I went to Penn State ice cream course, which was very helpful. And then in July of that year of 2003, we opened the dairy barn. It has been absolutely amazing. The first year we made about 4,500 gallons of ice cream. This year we'll make about 13,000 gallons of ice cream. First year we did about 3,000 kids for school tours, which we thought was very necessary because the consumer today does not have any idea where their food comes from. And so we thought if we can get the kids and educate them, then as they become consumers later, then they will have a better knowledge of what's going on. So this past year, we're going to have right at 8,000 kids that come through. And, you know, you might do two or three a day, and maybe the second or the third one when you get toward the tail end, you get a little tired. But, you know, when you see those kids, when they see that milk come through the hose from the cow, and they all start hollering and screaming, "That's awesome, wow." You know, I get energized. Mm-hmm. And it's something where the kids now understand that, yeah, maybe milk does come from the store, but it comes from that cow first.
Well, you're doing something that I think is very vitally necessary when we have these large urban centers where people are just not connected to where their food comes from. But we're seeing that there are a lot of social media tools. You mentioned the internet and the World Wide Web that are providing some opportunities. And I understand you all are taking advantage of that, too.
Oh, absolutely. We have a really good website, and the website is www.cheneysdairybarn.com. That is one of the great things we've done. But then for the last year and a half, we've really started focusing on Facebook. Facebook is just a tremendous tool, with advertising costs so expensive that it is so great to be able to do a Facebook account, which now we have 2,500 fans. And if we have an event going on at the dairy barn, we post it. People, you reply back, and you just network backwards and forth, and you just carry on a conversation, and it educates the people. And that we have found that Facebook to be our most important form of advertising.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because there are a lot of people in agribusiness who are still trying to figure out how they employ some of these mechanisms in a marketing campaign, whether that's advertising or just informational or what have you. And It sounds like you've got it figured out, because when you said carrying on a conversation, to me, since we started in this, that is what has driven this. Is face-to-face, like we're talking, is always ideal, but you can't always do that. And this is letting you talk to almost instantaneously, potentially 2,500 plus people, just in the click of a button.
Absolutely. And when we get negative press on TV, and then I can go on to my Facebook, and I don't even have to acknowledge what was on TV. Mm-hmm. But when I say, come out and see the little baby calves. I had a new baby calf that was just born yesterday. You'll see her. She's the sweetest thing. And I mean, we've even had naming contest on there. And I think that it gives the consumer a connection with the farmer that maybe when something like that comes out, they're not just going to say, okay, well, that's true for every farmer in the United States. They're going to like, now, wait a minute. I'm not sure. I know those folks down on the farm that we work with, and that's not the way it is. So and you know, if we don't tell our story, nobody's going to tell it for us the way that we can tell it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we early on the program here had social media as a discussion, which I was involved in. It, from what I have understood and talking with other people, including yourself, that idea is really catching on with farmers. Granted, not everybody's going to have the time, desire, or resources necessarily to do to the extent you're doing, but pretty much anybody can literally create a Facebook page, a Twitter account, maybe start a blog, and instantly have a way to communicate about their business to help people better understand it.
In the past, of course, as we all know, that's in the dairy business, each generation's getting one generation further away from the farm. And it wasn't that important to tell your story. But today, with so few of us in the business, we have to tell our story. We have to get it out there to what it's really like on the farm, and not let somebody else that maybe has an agenda to tell it for us, but not tell it truthfully.
One more question that just occurred to me that I think other farmers might be interested to know. You described like the Facebook page. Do you get involved in that directly yourself? Do you have somebody in the family, on the farm, on the staff or something that assists you with that?
Well, with the ice cream store, we employ, during the summer months, we'll employ around 28 to 30 people. But we have one person that helps us with marketing and advertising, and it's her responsibility to do the website and the Facebook page. But Deborah and I both are very active, because if I'm down at the barn milking and I'm thinking, okay, we need to do this. So when the young lady comes in, I'm like, hey, what about doing this? And she's so receptive, but she's so good to add maybe some other little parts. She's not from a farming background that can maybe help people understand it a little bit better. You know, maybe I'm just not saying it to where they can understand, but with her intervention, we can.
Great idea. Well, I want to thank you very much, Carl, for having the chance to meet you and talk to you about it. Great story. We'll make sure that hopefully that might inspire some others to look at doing the same if they haven't thought about it yet. So here from the Alltech Global 500, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.